Superintendents from about 20 rural school districts met in Green Bay this week to draw attention to a funding system they say is broken. The meeting was led by Dave Polishek, who's the superintendent in Oconto Falls. He says his district is just one of many that's had to make hard decisions.
We've closed the school. We've discontinued driver education. We've frozen salaries. We've increased class sizes.
School budgets were cut before Governor Scott Walker took office, but Polishek says Walker has funneled $100 million to private voucher schools at the expense of public education. He says tax cuts also hurt rural areas because of high-valued vacation and recreational properties that disproportionately hurt small districts with declining enrollments. When asked about the issue at a campaign stop, Walker said some educators are trying to politicize the issue.
Rural schools have had challenges for the past decade or so because of transportation issues, because of declining enrollment. We actually put more money in.
The last state budget included an extra $100 million in state aid, but Polishek says the money was distributed on a per-student basis.
For the school district of Florence, out of that $100 million, they received an additional $104 in state aid. For the Goodman-Armstrong Creek district, they had $38 of additional state aid.
Democratic candidate Mary Burke has pledged to cut the voucher program and change the aid formula, but Superintendent Polishek says she's been short on specifics. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.